On the phone now to Sam Singh, who is senior consultant with the New Economy Initiative and a senior policy consultant for Public Policy Associates. You've got a long business card, Sam.
I sure do, but it's been great work focusing on workforce development throughout the state of Michigan.
Well, that was the very next phrase I was going to use, kind of with an expertise in workforce development. And the reason we wanted to talk to you this evening was the Michigan League for Human Services is putting on a public policy forum tomorrow from 1 to 3:30 in the afternoon, kind of focusing on building Michigan's future middle class. And the title of it includes that, and addressing the challenges facing young adults. We need your expertise in workforce development in this area, that is for sure.
Absolutely. The state of Michigan, as well as our country, has seen a significant decline in youth employment. And we're talking ranging from the ages of 16 to 25. And as you can imagine, the economic situation that we're in now has created a lot of those problems over the last decade. We've seen a significant shift with older workers. A few years ago, a lot of nursing schools were prepping to get new nurses prepared because there was going to be a nursing shortage. But with the downturn in the economy, a lot of nurses who we thought were going to retire just can't afford to retire anymore. So now we've got these young people who've got these credentials but can't find jobs in nursing. And we're seeing that happen in a lot of industries throughout the state.
Is Michigan offering the opportunities that we need to be offering to this age group, this 18 to 34, or as you suggest, even younger, 16 to 34?
Absolutely. There are things that the state can be doing differently to be preparing young people for jobs and creating an atmosphere for job creation, especially for this group and targeting this group. But unfortunately, we have been in a focused standpoint as a government in really cutting most of our services. We've obviously seen a decline with revenues in the state of Michigan. And so instead of looking at how we fund higher education differently, how we fund K through 12, we've unfortunately made just cuts after cuts. And so we've not focused in and providing the investment necessary to create these programs that other states are doing.
In terms of retaining talent, I guess we know some of the things that aren't going quite right. What are some of the suggestions without your whole speech, just to tease? I mean, what are some suggestions to turn this around a bit? What do we need to be doing?
Well, one of the things that we've been seeing communities do very well is focusing on placemaking. When you talk to young people, especially young educated people who have the opportunity to go almost anywhere in the country for job opportunities, one of the first things they say is that it's not necessarily the job that they're attracted to, it's the sense of place, a place that has a vibrant downtown with dense living. Oftentimes public transportation is a key element to this group of younger professionals. And we're seeing communities, Grand Rapids, communities in Southeast Michigan that are beginning to focus on placemaking as a strategy to be able to keep and attract young people and young talent in their communities.
Well, and so what you're talking about is some of these quality of life issues. It has to be a whole package. It can't just be a job that's available.
Absolutely, because there are other states that have better job markets than Michigan. And so what we have to do is really connect with people. One of the great things that Michigan State University is doing is they are going to their alumni associations across the country and letting them know about job opportunities back in Michigan. Because if a lot of young people, they might have left for a few years, and if all they do is focus on the national media, and they don't hear about the job openings that are happening, that they often will not even look. But we have their families, they have roots here, and so this is a great opportunity for us to relocate people. And so the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is using this as a strategy. Many of our universities are looking at this as a strategy to bring our young people back to the state of Michigan.
Well, and there are some cities, and you named Grand Rapids as one, but there are cities around the state making these attempts to get folks back. Is Lansing doing enough? We need to be doing more, I'm thinking, to pull folks into this.
Lansing and East Lansing have been doing definitely a lot more over the last decade focused on this population. You'll see a lot of the development that happened for living and housing change dramatically in the last decade. We saw more focus on lofts and more dense downtowns, which is the places that young people want to live. Unfortunately, we took a downturn in the economy, so there's not been much new housing built, but there was a focus point on that. there's also opportunities to make connections for young people. And so you've seen the rise of groups like the Grand River Connection that are connecting young professionals together. You're seeing young people take the reign of community-based organizations. Initiatives like TEDx, Lansing, and others have emerged from this group of young professionals, and that's creating a buzz. It's making people feel more invested in their communities. That's an integral part to the workforce to keep people here.
Absolutely. Of course, many folks in the mid-Michigan area remember you, sir, as the East Lansing mayor and city council member, and apparently you've decided it's time to throw your hat back into the political ring again as you are running for state representative.
Yes, you know, a lot of these issues that are facing our communities are things that I am very passionate about, whether it's economic development, it's investment in education, whether it's K through 12 higher education, getting our young people to stay here in the state. And I thought I've been doing this on a professional basis as well as in a local government perspective, and I wanted to take that to the next level.
Well, and you've got fundraisers coming up. That's always a big part of this process, as you well know, having held political office before. What are you hearing from folks as you're kind of testing the waters?
Well, you know, outside of my campaign, I think regardless of the political nature, people love this state. They love Michigan. They love mid-Michigan. And they want to see this community succeed and the state succeed. And they are focused on this investment strategy, this desire to put more resources into K through 12, more resources in the higher education. That's what other states are doing to be successful. I've got a strong focus on a global economy because of some travel that I did, and I had the opportunity to see what other countries are investing in their infrastructure, whether it's high-speed rail, whether it's helping their small businesses understand how to export, what they're doing for higher education and for their students, and we are missing the mark. And for us just to continue to cut our way through budgets instead of looking at ways to actually increase revenue and increase investment is really going to put us at a competitive disadvantage with countries across the world.
So I'm guessing that bringing this experience with workforce development and some of the global economy issues that you're speaking about, that's what you want to get. You want to get back in the capital and make those go to work for the people.
Absolutely. Those are issues that we are facing, and then this global economy is something that is not going to go away. We can't put our heads in the sand and think somehow the decisions that we make on a daily basis aren't going to be impacted on a global stage. And so for us, we have to be really looking at this workforce strategy. We have to be looking at how we help create jobs in our communities and then how we keep our talent here in the state.
Well, very good, sir. It's a pleasure to talk with you. The forum, once again, is tomorrow from 1 to 3:30, that is June 16th, at the Radisson Hotel, Grand Avenue, Lansing. It's a great panel. Charles Ballard, yourself, Tamara Drought, and Mr. Lou Glazer. For folks interested in how we can help young folks and all folks in the workforce and what we can do to keep folks here, it'd be a great place to be. Thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.